The common scum had won the day, accompanied by vast rejoicing on the part of the masses. Liberals in the 1960s, who lived through a similar degradation of decency by the same intellectual rot, began to rebel. Confronted with an ideology that always assumed America was the problem and never the solution, they chose to mount a counter-assault. These patriots in both parties became in large part that band of intellectuals known as neoconservatives. They were given that name by leftists, who thought the prefix neo would conjure associations with neo-Nazis. But since the testimony of neoconservatives counts for nothing in most corners of liberal thought, it's worth noting that even some titans of the left still had the clarity of vision to understand what they were dealing with. Irving Lewis Horowitz, a revered leftist intellectual, he was the literary executor of C. Wright Mills, specializing in revolutionary thought, saw in 1960s radicalism a fanatic attempt to impose a new social order upon the world, rather than await the verdict of consensus-building formulas among disparate individuals, as well as the historical muses. And he saw this fanaticism for what it was. Fascism returns to the United States not as a right-wing ideology, but almost as a quasi-leftist ideology. Peter Berger, a Jewish refugee from Austria and a respected peace activist and left-wing sociologist, he helped popularize the phrase social construction of reality, saw much the same thing. When observing the American radicals in action, I was repeatedly reminded of the stormtroopers that marched through my childhood in Europe. He explored a long list of themes common to 1960s radicalism and European fascism, and concluded they formed a constellation that strikingly resembles the common core of Italian and German fascism. In 1974, A. James Gregor wrote The Fascist Persuasion and Radical Politics, which synthesized and cataloged these trends with sweeping detail and intellectual rigor. In the recent past, he observed, student radicals and the new left have legitimized a political style calculated to be maximally serviceable to an American variant of fascism. Even some in the SDS recognized that the more extreme members were degenerating into fascism. An editorial in The Campaigner, published by the New York and Philadelphia Regional Labor Committee of the Students for a Democratic Society, observed of the SDS faction that spawned the Weathermen, "There is a near identity between the arguments of anarchists around the Columbia Strike movement, e.g., and Mussolini's polemics for action against theory, against program." The youth movement, theorizing sparked by Charles Reich's greening of America, the indictment of reason, the populist appeals to defeating the system, the table thumping for a new folk-centric community that would replace capitalism with a more organic and totalitarian approach, was too much for some leftists with a clear understanding of the historical roots of fascism.